Today is Friday, March 22nd. What to know about the most significant public disagreement between the U.S. and Israel since the war in Gaza began. Also, the latest trillion-dollar spending bill out of Congress and why it still might not be enough to avoid a shutdown. Plus, why the U.S. government is suing Apple. A big medical milestone could end up helping hundreds of thousands of American kidney patients. And there's a reason they call it March Madness. We'll talk about the upsets just so far in round one. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. seems to be increasing the pressure on Israel on an international stage. The U.S. brought a resolution to the United Nations calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, and it's set to be put to a vote in the Security Council today. And this is a big shift. It's very rare for the U.S. to support any resolution that Israel would oppose at the U.N. In fact, it was just last month that the U.S. vetoed a different resolution demanding a ceasefire. But things have changed as the war has gone on and civilian suffering continues to worsen. The U.S. has started leaning on Israel more recently, with President Biden urging the Israeli government to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza and to abandon plans for a ground invasion of Rafah, the only major population center in Gaza that Israeli troops have not entered already. Also, this is the first ceasefire resolution that specifically calls for the release of hostages held by Hamas, as well as condemns Hamas's October 7th terror attack in Israel. Still, other permanent members of the Security Council could veto it, so some European Union countries are already working on a different draft resolution in case this one gets blocked. Meanwhile, negotiators in the Middle East are still trying to hold their own ceasefire talks, and Israeli officials are also coming to Washington, D.C. next week to talk about next steps in the war. Well, leaders in Congress have come up with a bill to keep the rest of the government funded through the end of September. But to avoid a shutdown, lawmakers need to pass it today. And that won't be easy. For starters, members of both the House and Senate have raised concerns about not having enough time to read and vet the 1,000-page bill before voting on it. And Republican Senator Rand Paul has already promised to hold up the bill, saying it includes way too much government spending. Overall, the bill is worth $1.2 trillion. House Speaker Mike Johnson told fellow Republicans it includes a series of GOP wins, including more spending for U.S. defense and border security, and modest cuts to agencies like the FBI. Democrats have been highlighting funds meant to lower child care costs, support small businesses, and fight the flow of opioids. They have until midnight to pass the package, or else parts of the government will shut down for at least a little while. One of the world's largest companies is now facing a massive lawsuit from the U.S. government. The U.S. Justice Department sued Apple, saying the tech giant is monopolizing the smartphone market. And the lawsuit says Apple took advantage of the monopoly to keep customers reliant on their iPhones and make them less likely to switch to a competing device. For example, it points out how Apple has kept other companies from offering apps that compete with Apple products, like its digital wallet, and how Apple made it easier for users to connect the iPhone to other Apple products than to devices made by anyone else. The DOJ says they've all led to higher prices for customers and less innovation in the industry. But Apple argues its business practices make its iPhones better and more secure than other smartphones. It also says the market is still fiercely competitive and that this suit could set a, quote, dangerous precedent. So the company is promising to fight the lawsuit in court. Apple does have a lot on the line here, but nothing significant will likely happen anytime soon. Reports say the case is likely to drag out for years. For the first time, a pig's kidney has been transplanted into a living human patient. And so far, the signs are promising. The 62-year-old man who got the new kidney is said to be recovering well and is expected to be discharged soon. Until now, pig kidneys have only been temporarily transplanted into donors who were brain dead. Two men also received heart transplants from pigs, but both of them died within months. Doctors say this case is different, though, since the heart patients were much sicker than the kidney patient. And if he continues to do well, this could be a game changer for thousands of people. More than 100,000 Americans are on the national waiting list for a kidney transplant now. And sadly, thousands of patients die every year waiting for a kidney. Another 800,000 Americans have kidney failure and require dialysis. But some medical experts say if kidneys from genetically modified pigs can work on a large scale, dialysis might become obsolete. All that said, the practice has its critics, since it raises the prospect of more exploitation of animals. There's also a fear this could introduce animal viruses into human populations, and it's not clear how much this procedure could end up costing. Either way, this is a long ways off from becoming a common practice. Researchers will need to test pig kidneys in many more patients and many more facilities before the FDA will even consider approving them for routine use. So stay tuned. We have more news for you still coming up, but first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever wish you had more time? I'm guessing for most of us, the answer is yes. And yet, the question is, what would you do if your time was unlimited? The best way to squeeze in those special things into your schedule is to actually know what's most important to you. Therapy can help you identify the things that matter and give you strategies to find that extra time in your life so you can do more of the things that fill your cup the most. And I can tell you from personal experience, this has a ripple effect across all aspects of your life. It's helped me feel like the best version of myself more often. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's entirely online, so it's really convenient, too. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. One of the more fun Jewish holidays is happening over the weekend. Purim begins Saturday night and continues through Sunday. Many Jewish people celebrate by reading from the Book of Esther, giving back to the less fortunate, sending gifts, and feasting. It's also customary for many Jews to dress up in costumes, eat traditional pastries, and drink wine. In Israel, Purim is one of the most widely popular festivals, with carnival-like atmospheres in many cities and towns. Though this year, some events have been canceled, and hundreds more are going to be focused on national unity during wartime. Though thousands of people still plan to mark the occasion by rejoicing the good things in their lives and also reaching out to others in need. Nearly 80,000 public service workers, like teachers, nurses, and firefighters, are getting their federal student loan debt erased. The Biden administration is forgiving another $5.8 billion in debt, and all those impacted will receive an email next week. Now, to be clear, these are all workers who were already part of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. That means public service workers can qualify for loan forgiveness after 10 years of continuous payments. Well, officials said errors in that program and other issues have meant a lot of people who qualified have not actually gotten the loan forgiveness until now, thanks to fixes to the program. This latest announcement brings the Biden administration's total forgiveness to $144 billion for nearly 4 million Americans. Granted, that's nothing compared to what President Biden wanted to do. But remember, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected his original plan, saying it was outside of his authority. Social media platform Reddit had a successful debut on Wall Street. Shares ended their first day of trading up 48%. And reports say that could be a sign investors are getting an appetite for initial public offerings that are promising, even if they're not big moneymakers. Reddit actually has not turned an annual profit since launching back in 2005. But it lured investors by recently saying it'll use the content on its site to help train artificial intelligence programs. Just last month, Reddit struck a data licensing deal with Google worth about $60 million a year, which the FTC is apparently looking into. And now Reddit has an IPO cash pile. The company has said it has plans to invest in the business. This all is expected to set the tone for future tech and media deals coming soon. United Airlines passengers are getting a new perk. United became the first major airline in the U.S. to let people pool their frequent flyer miles together. The perk is available to all Mileage Plus members who want to share miles with other Mileage Plus members, even new ones, and even children. Up to four accounts can join a group pool to combine miles earned from previous flights. This is expected to really help infrequent travelers who might struggle to get enough rewards to book a whole other flight, but together with other friends or family members, they might be able to. Forbes points out that being strategic about redemptions can also make it easier to earn airline elite status. But keep in mind, smaller airlines like Frontier also allow people to pool miles. March Madness has barely begun, but a lot of brackets have already been busted in just the first round. A lot of them by this one. Number 14 Oakland stunned number 3 Kentucky last night. Earlier in the day, number 11 Duquesne also scored an upset by beating number 6 BYU. Number 11 Oregon advanced over number 6 South Carolina. And number 11 North Carolina State beat number 6 Texas Tech. As for the top seeds, UNC did as expected and moved forward. The other number ones, UConn, Houston, and Purdue, play their first games today along with 29 other teams. All of the men's NCAA tournament games are airing on CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV. The women's tournament also starts tomorrow with top seeds South Carolina and Texas among those taking the court. Then on Saturday, the other top seeds, Iowa and USC, join in on the action. Those games will be either on ABC or one of the ESPN channels. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you on extra feel good or positive news stories before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market, and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. If you like to decompress by playing with your dog or by watching dog videos online, well, this one is for you. New research actually looked at brain tests and found interacting with dogs can strengthen the brain waves associated with rest and relaxation. Specifically, researchers say walking a dog makes a person feel more relaxed, brushing a dog improves concentration, and playing with a dog does both. Participants in the study actually got to care for a dog while wearing electrode headsets. And not only did the results show up in brain waves, but the people all said their mood improved as well, that they were less depressed, stressed, and fatigued after the study. Of course, this is not the first research that's shown spending time with dogs is good for people's health. But as with other studies, it matters if you actually like dogs. And in this latest study, the participants were likely all dog people, since they were recruited from pet salons and a dog grooming school. If you are also a dog lover, but don't have the time, money, or commitment to have one of your own, that's okay, too. Many local shelters let volunteers play with dogs for just a day or even just a couple of hours, even if you're not going to adopt them. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode when a former FAA investigator helps us make sense of all these issues happening at Boeing, and he shares whether he's thinking twice at all to get on a flight these days. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.